I've been watching Bitcoin's recent decline in volatility, and honestly, it feels like the market's personality has changed.
It has. Instead of the usual sharp rallies, steep drawdowns, and large intraday swings, Bitcoin has entered a compressed, range-bound phase that many people are calling a cycle low.
That's the key word, compressed. It's less like an explosion and more like a stalemate, where buyers and sellers are locked in and neither side can establish a clear trend.
Right. That quietness reflects a broader equilibrium in positioning.
You can see it in how people are behaving. Some traders are waiting for clearer macroeconomic signals, while others are already positioned in ways that limit their willingness to push prices higher or lower.
And the result is a market with thinner conviction, weaker momentum, and fewer opportunities for aggressive directional bets.
That can be really frustrating for professional traders, because volatility is such a core input for many strategies.
Absolutely. Breakout trading, momentum systems, and options or futures strategies all depend on meaningful price movement.
In a low volatility market, small moves may appear important, but they often lack follow-through.
That creates a difficult choice between patience and impatience. Waiting can preserve capital, but it may feel like missing opportunities. Forcing trades can lead to overtrading and poor risk management.
And that's where I think the interesting behavior is showing up. Rather than simply reducing risk, some traders are rotating their capital into smaller, more speculative assets where larger moves are possible.
The focus there is not necessarily on safety, but on higher beta and greater potential upside.
Exactly. In this environment, traders are increasingly looking for assets that could deliver 5x or 10x returns. Those kinds of moves are unlikely in a large, mature asset like Bitcoin, but they're more plausible in thinner, more narrative-sensitive markets.
That rotation reflects a behavioral shift.
When the dominant market becomes too calm, traders may seek outsized gains elsewhere, especially in assets with lower liquidity, thinner order books, and higher sensitivity to sentiment, liquidity, or short-term positioning.
In those markets, even a small shift in attention can produce large price swings.
The appeal of those speculative trades is really about asymmetry.
A smaller position in a high-risk asset can offer the chance for a large gain relative to the capital at risk.
That can be attractive if traders believe the current calm is temporary and that a new catalyst could quickly change market conditions.
However, the same characteristics that allow for explosive upside also increase downside risk.
Smaller assets can fall sharply, liquidity can vanish quickly, and poor entry timing, oversized positions, or weak exits can turn speculative opportunities into significant losses.
This rotation also suggests that Bitcoin is no longer the automatic center of gravity for crypto risk.
For years, Bitcoin was the default asset for traders seeking exposure to crypto volatility.
Today, leadership may be shifting toward more segmented parts of the market.
If smaller or more speculative assets continue to attract attention while Bitcoin remains range-bound, it may indicate that volatility is not disappearing from the broader crypto complex, but is simply moving elsewhere.
Still, Bitcoin remains important in setting the tone during major market shifts.
If macroeconomic conditions improve, liquidity increases, or a strong catalyst changes investor risk appetite, Bitcoin's current range could break with force.
In that case, the recent volatility compression may prove to be a setup rather than a permanent trend.
So traders navigating this environment need to adapt.
A few practical considerations matter. First, expect smaller moves. Quiet markets punish traders who expect large daily swings.
Adjusting expectations can really help reduce emotional trading.
Second, focus on range boundaries. Support and resistance become more important in low volatility conditions because price tends to respect boundaries until a breakout occurs.
Third, use leverage cautiously. Tight ranges can create a false sense of safety, but leverage can turn small adverse moves into serious drawdowns.
Fourth, size speculative positions carefully. Chasing high beta assets for outsized gains requires disciplined position sizing.
A potential 5x or 10x opportunity is only useful if a trader can survive the downside path to reach it.
And fifth, prepare for volatility expansion. Compression often precedes expansion.
Traders who monitor volume, sentiment, and liquidity shifts may be better positioned when the market eventually chooses a direction.
In short, Bitcoin's recent calm reflects a deeper shift in how traders are allocating risk.
The search for 5x or 10x payoffs is not necessarily about abandoning Bitcoin, but about adapting to a market where its traditional volatility has temporarily faded.
The current stalemate may be a pause, a reset, or a setup.
The key challenge for traders is not only identifying where the next big move may come from, but being positioned to recognize and manage it when it appears.